92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
A new study shows that across the country, subscriptions to cable TV now make up less than 30% of all TV viewing. There's like 5 new streaming services every day on the interweb. Most of them require a subscription, and that's become the dominant way for people to experience their video entertainment. So it kind of makes me wonder if we should still call it television, because that's not what we're using to watch the programs we love. YouTube and Netflix are the biggest two streamers, each with about 9% of internet users watching their shows and content. It's interesting that during COVID, sports interest dropped off for a little while, but it's really bounced back, and it's a driving factor behind the shift in viewing habits. Meanwhile, the monthly rates for paid streaming services are at an all-time high, and industry experts think that a crash could be coming by the end of the year if it hasn't already begun. Because if you're paying for Apple TV, HBO Max, Disney, Hulu, and at least one more, you're probably spending $150 a month, and that doesn't include what you have to pay for your internet service. It really adds up when you consider that it wasn't all that long ago we got all our TV shows for free. Remember back then? Yeah, good times.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.